So I recently wrote an article for Smashing Magazine entitled Work, Life and Side Projects. In this post I discussed, among other things, the importance of each of us having side projects on the go. I highly recommend you check out the post, but if you can spare a couple of minutes, I'd like to expand on the benefits of side projects. I think whether we're a website owner, a designer, a developer, we all like to have a moan, don't we? We're never really happy. And I think in particular there are two areas that we like to moan about. First, we love to complain about the type of work we get. Whether assigned to us by a boss or work that we do for clients, we never get to work on the cool stuff, do we? The stuff that would really inspire or excite us. Second, we're full of bright ideas about sites that we work on, but we're often blocked by others in their implementation. We moan that other people just don't get it and they don't understand how cool our ideas would be. Now, I actually believe that side projects, the stuff that we do in our own personal time, can be the answer to both of these issues. There's an amazing illustrator called Jessica who got bored of the work that she was winning. She had a passion for lettering, but she kept winning illustration work, and not very inspiring illustration work at that. Her solution was to start a side project that she called Daily Drop Cap. Each day, for months and months, she illustrated a drop cap and posted it to her website. So you can check out the notes associated with this post to actually see some beautiful examples of the lettering that she's done. Now, before long, clients started to notice her lettering work and asked her to incorporate it into her illustrations. And eventually, she ended up doing more lettering than illustrations. And in fact, she just completed all the typography for an upcoming Wes Anderson film called Moonrise Kingdom. So this approach not only works for those of us who are freelancing, but I think can also work for those of us within a company as well. In my Smashing Magazine post, I refer to an example that happened within Headscape. So, and this is a quote from the Smashing Magazine post. I say, take, for example, Rob Borley, who works at Headscape. He runs a takeaway ordering site, has his own mobile app business, and has just launched an iPad app. Rob used to be a project manager, but when we saw his passion and knowledge for mobile, we created a new role focusing on that. So you can see how side projects can really be used to change the kind of work that we're doing. But what about our second moan? Can side projects be used to get approval for our great ideas? I think whatever our role, often we have these great ideas for the websites we work on. However, more often than not, others don't seem to get it. They think it won't work or it'll cost too much money. Now, in an ideal world, we'd get to build prototypes to try out our ideas, but that rarely happens. Instead, perhaps we need to put our money where our mouth is, or perhaps I should say our time where our mouth is, and take those great ideas on ourselves as side projects. Not that I'm suggesting that we build functionality for free, however, we could create prototypes or proof of concepts in our spare time. If we care so much about our ideas, we need to prove them to others, and nothing does that better than showing them how it'll work. Telling people is one thing, but showing them is much more powerful. Now, if you're a website owner listening to this, you might feel that you don't have the skills to create a working prototype. Well, to be honest, that's simply not true. There are great tools out there like Balsamiq or Flare Builder that allow you to create interactive wireframings. Hell, even Keynote and PowerPoint can be used to create a walkthrough for a website or show off a new idea. No, you shouldn't have to do this kind of stuff in your spare time. However, if you want to implement your great ideas and if you want to be taken more seriously, then you need to prove yourself. It's the only way really to make it happen. I'm sure you can think of other stories for of those that were willing to undertake side projects in order to change their situation. And if you do think of more, share them in the comments. I'd love to hear them. We all know this stuff in our heads, yet we waste so much time, don't we, moaning about things not being unfair or our circumstances being annoying. Perhaps we need to stop moaning and get off our collective arses and change things. So there you go. Those are my few thoughts for the day. I hope they're useful.